House Resources Committee to order. It is about 1:50, and today we have one item on our agenda, that's Senate Bill 13. And we have President Representative Dick, Representative Herron, Representative Wilson, Representative Gardner, and myself, Chair Seaton. Other members are at other committee meetings with bills in place. We have Lisa Weisler here to present the bill for Senator French. We also have online, for the committee's understanding, we have Ben Ellis and Claire LeClaire, that's the State Parks, and we have Verdi Bowen, the Director of Veterans Affairs, and we have Charla Cook, who is representing herself, who will testify. But we will proceed.
Thank you.
Go ahead, and would you introduce yourself to the record and proceed with the introduction of the bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Lisa Weisler. I'm a legislative aide to Senator French. Apologizes for not being here. He's chairing Senate Judiciary right now. Senate Bill 13, it's designed to show a small token of appreciation to our disabled veterans by providing them with free and discounted access to the Alaska State Park facilities. In 1991, the legislature passed a law that created a special disabled veteran camping permit. What SB 13 does is it extends that benefit to resident disabled veterans for boat ramps, RV facilities, and day parking. It also is going to provide a 50% discount to resident disabled veterans for the public use cabins. Just so you know, the original bill had provided for free public use cabins for disabled veterans, but it was changed to 50% waiver because of concerns that were raised by DNR. They were concerned that with the full fee waiver, that there wouldn't be an incentive for a veteran to cancel a reservation and it could tie up a cabin for future use. So that was changed. And that's essentially the bill. So if there's any questions, I'd be more than happy to try and answer them.
And we have a couple of different bills here. So this is the version B.
That we have. The finance version. And I just don't have it right
handy. Okay, so just for everybody's understanding, then we have before us CS for Senate Bill number 13, Finance 27, LS0097/B, as in Bravo. Thank you. Questions? Let's see. We did have one question, and that was on the verification of disabled. And do you have somebody that can answer that question for the committee or put it on the record of how that will be enforced? Or
okay. Just for the bill itself, and Senator French's intent is that this will apply to a veteran with any disability, that there is no threshold that has to be met. And in terms of how it's implemented, that would be Department of Natural Resources, I think, can answer that question.
Okay, very good. And is it Department of Natural Resources, you're talking about the Deputy Alaska State Parks person, Ben Ellis?
Would be the correct person.
Okay, fine. And before we go to that question, let's Representative Wilson had a question.
Yes, somewhere along the line they had talked about it'd have to have a 50% disability at least, and that's been taken out, or that's not in it, right?
That's not in it, that's correct.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Are there further questions for the bill sponsor? Representative Dick.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a question. Of course, we want to honor the veterans. There's no question there. That's a good idea. I was just wondering, was there any thought given to maybe having everybody put up a deposit and have that deposit fully refunded for the veterans? And that way, if they didn't cancel, they would lose the deposit. And that way, we could still honor them by giving them wouldn't have to pay 50%. Was any thought given to that?
Through the chair, Representative Dick, there were some different ideas batted about, and this was what was finally concluded would be the best way to go about dealing with the issue that was raised. I'm not sure that specific idea was put forward, but I do know that at least last year there was quite a bit of discussion on this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And further questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing none, let's go to Ben Ellis or Claire LeClaire. Are you folks online?
Yes, we are. For the record, Mr. Chairman, my name is Ben Ellis. I'm the director of Alaska State Parks. And
this is Claire LeClaire, deputy director and chief of field operations for the Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation.
Thank you. There was a question that has been posed, and that is revolving around how would somebody identify that they're a disabled veteran. I know that there's a card, and there may also be forms from the military if they don't have that. But what do you anticipate as the regulations or the mechanism for a disabled veteran identifying themselves?
Mr. Chairman, this is Claire LeClaire. We would administer this program similarly to how we administer the free camping pass for disabled veterans, and that is they come in person to a public information center, one of DNR's public information centers, and either provide their Veterans Administration patient card, also known as the red, white, and blue card, imprinted with a service-connected disability under their photo, or a current letter from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, which states they have a service-connected disability.
Okay, thank you. We have a question from Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Claire, the one thing that I'm thinking of, that there will be people, as unfortunately there is, that will try to abuse this and say that they're a person, because in some areas you can't get to your local place to do this, and so it would have to be online or something. Or if after once they get it, would they be able to call in and say, I want it for this time, and since I'm so-and-so, I get to do it free? How would you try to prevent some of that from happening?
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, for people who do not live near a public information center, at least for now, we've been able to provide their camping pass through the mail, and we have done that on an honor basis, and that's just been a handful. Most of the veterans have been able to get to a DNR office in Fairbanks, Anchorage, or Juneau to establish their correct identity and the validity of their status as a disabled vet.
So a follow-up, Representative Wilson.
Because I'm thinking of people in my area where there are cabins that that get used quite a bit. In fact, if you don't reserve them ahead of time, you're out of luck. Of course, us people down here in Southeast Alaska all live on different islands, and to get to Juneau, it's quite expensive.
Through the chair, Representative Wilson, you bring a very good question up, and frankly, I don't know how we would, I'm sure we could figure out a way to provide this service to the veterans. I can't tell you exactly how. I will say this, most of the public use cabins in your area are managed by the U.S. Forest Service. The state Division of Parks has just a handful of public use cabins in the southeast area.
Okay, thank you.
This is Ben Ellis, direct. Let me add to that through the chair. The process would be the same for a disabled veteran or anyone. In other words, they wouldn't have exclusive or use. They would have to sign up if they're in Alaska and they get in a month in advance from everybody else, from the general public. So they would be in the same pool of reserving cabins. They would just have to provide 50% of the fee when they did register.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Representative Dick had a question.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a question. Are we talking about what is the expense to the state for this? Are we talking $50 a year, $500,000? What number are we talking about you know, that would be able to actually be able to benefit the veterans in this? Any estimate?
Through the chair, Representative Dick, are you speaking of the what kind of a fiscal note impact this would have upon the state?
I guess, yeah, that's my question, is as this is enacted, how much of a benefit will we be giving to the veterans, or put the other way, how much will we as a state not be receiving? My suspicion is we're not talking a huge amount here.
Through the chair, Representative Dick, our estimate, and this is, I will stress, this is an estimate because we really don't know the exact pool, the universe that we're talking about of how many disabled veterans would actually apply for this, but we're anticipating somewhere around $252,000 that we would not bring in revenue if the bill is passed.
Did you want to follow up,
just
Representative?
Follow up. Yeah, that really helps, you know, because, you know, the degree of scrutiny we put on this, you know, if it was $500, then we wouldn't pay as close attention to detail. But with that number, then it really is worth it our while to make sure that somebody isn't renting a cabin for a buddy and not even being there. So just validating the status of the veteran. So thank you for that number.
And
through the chair, Representative Dick, I can give you even closer estimated breakdown of that $552,000. We're anticipating on the cabin rental fee being about $92,000 of that.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions of state parks? Seeing none. Let's go to Sharla Cook in Anchorage. Are you online, Sharla?
Yes, I'm on.
Yes, would you identify yourself and who you represent for the record and then go ahead with your testimony?
Thank you. For the record, my name is Sharla Cook and I represent myself. I'm a retired general officer with over 29 years of active military service. I reside in Anchorage and I appreciate the opportunity to speak today in support of Senate Bill 13. According to Department of Labor statistics, of the nearly 25 million veterans in the U.S. today, almost three-fourths have served in a war or conflict. Many returned with injuries or disabilities. Over 20,000 were wounded in action in Iraq and Afghanistan. Half of those veterans were unable to return to their military careers due to disability. The Department of Labor also suggests disabled veterans have a lower rate of employment and promotion than others without disabilities. Because of their service-related disabilities, those veterans have lost current and future earning power. There are multiple federal and state programs to help veterans find work, but SB 13 does something beyond employment. For very modest cost to the state, SB 13 helps disabled veterans and their families enjoy Alaska state parks by eliminating various park use fees. Our disabled veterans and their families have paid and continue to pay a price in pain, suffering, and diminished earning power because they unselfishly served our country. Opening up our state parks to these heroic veterans with no or reduced personal expense to them is one low-cost way to help mitigate that pain and suffering and will serve as a restorative and healing tribute to the sacrifice of those courageous men and women. I urge your support for Senate Bill 13.
Thank you, Sharla. Are there any questions for Ms. Cook? Seeing none, thank you. Is there anyone else in the room to testify? Is there anyone online? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony on House Bill or Senate Bill 13. And are there further questions for the sponsor? I guess I would just note that, you know, one of the questions we were talking about was verification of status when somebody calls in or something, and it does say on page 2 on the form provided by the department. So the department will, I'm sure, develop the proper controls to make sure that they are soliciting the information that they need to make that proper determination. At least that is going to be our understanding. Any other questions? Seeing none, do I have a motion on the bill? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the CS for Senate Bill Number 13, Finance, Version B, out of committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
Okay, and I would like to state before we take up that motion that it's slightly unusual for us to move bills out of committee on the day that we're hearing them. This is not a very complex bill. It's an issue we all can agree on, and we haven't had no adverse testimony on it. So thank you for that motion. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing no objection to the motion, CS for Senate Bill 1327LS0097-B will move from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. And thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And we will be, is there anything else to come before the committee at this time by any member? Seeing nothing, we will adjourn at 2:10.